Dr. Jeffrey Reuter is with Ohio State University's Stone Laboratory, which studies the lake. He says last summer's winds from the north and east pushed and held the algae bloom into the Toledo area. This year, winds mainly from the west and south have spread the blooms across the lake, which has diluted their potential toxicity. But he says it has also made more drinking water sources vulnerable.
And clearly people down in the Kent, Akron, Cleveland area are more likely to see this bloom this year because it's currently offshore from those locations, and depending on what the wind does, it would be pretty easy for the bloom to move onshore.
Though the bloom's peak has been predicted for the middle of this month, Reuter says depending on weather patterns and heat, it could come as late as early November. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.